Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
They call me the motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys here today, and I want to say to you, there is a dream. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome, everyone. This is the Mr. Motivated Show. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will fulfill your purpose in life. Don't go anywhere. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some inspiration and some motivation. Also, remember to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C as in car, M-R, M-O-T-I-V-A-T-O-R, C, Mr. Motivator. Welcome to all of you that have joined us this evening for another outstanding broadcast. This evening, our topic is entitled 21st Century Communications. Let me repeat that again for all of you who just tuned in. 21st Century Communications. That's our topic this evening. And we are excited to be with you all to talk about the 21st century and communications. A lot of you have probably heard me talk a lot about Mr. Motivator. And the name was given to me by former students when I was working as an educator. But communications has a lot to do with our success and how we get there. But during the time I decided to do stand-up comedy has opened a lot of doors for me. And doing comedy, I was approached by a radio producer, and this producer confronted me and asked me about coming on his network to air the Mr. Motivator Show. And I just love this show. I love the questions. I love the people that are going to my blog and just letting me know that you enjoy the show. I'm very excited, and I'm always enthused to hear when people tell me that the show is inspiring to them and there's something that has touched them, or maybe it's something that they've learned. But not only does Mr. Motivator want you to be the best, not only does Mr. Motivator want you to achieve your goals, but Mr. Motivator wants you to take advantage of opportunities that are there that can propel you and get you into those directions. But the radio has really been just a phenomenal, awesome blessing for me, and it's allowed me to go on TV shows. I've been involved with other forms of media, other forms of advertising. I've been involved with being placed on Facebook. I've been posted at a lot of places, and I've been on newspaper ads and billboards and different areas of communications. And all of these are great. And a lot of my friends and relatives always call their family members and different friends and, hey, you got to come and watch Mr. Motivator, come out to where I'm performing comedy, and they'll have their family come out and check me out. But communication is the key. And since this is the 21st century, sometimes we have to focus on changing with the time. We got to go with what's relevant for us today. I mean, If I took Mr. Motivator out and decided to go into different neighborhoods and knock on doors and do a survey and ask people, hey, have you heard of Mr. Motivator? Have you listened to Mr. Motivator on TV? Have you seen Mr. Motivator do comedy? Well, it would be a slow process, and it would be a timely process. And also, it could be expensive in the sense that I'd have to use my means or my way of getting around to everyone or my mode of transportation, and I'd have to help others who would work on this project to assist me. I'd have to get gas for them, fill up their gas and work and everything. But since this is the 21st century, we're in a new time, a new era. This is a new trend. And I want to encourage everyone today to capitalize on the trend for today, to capitalize on the information highway, to capitalize on whatever forms of communication that exist. This can get you out there to people. It can get you around the world without you trying to go door to door or place a billboard ad in every city, which could be very expensive. Now, this will give you a highlight, and I want to share some information that will impress me. And C.A. Tahalit, who is a distinguished university professor of strategy at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. He wrote this article years ago before he passed away, along with another distinguished person, R.A. Mahaskar, who also worked in a laboratory in India and also a former director general of India's Council of Scientific and Industrial Research. And he served on the board and worked with in other areas to study companies and look at the broad range of technology and communications. Listen to this. Affordability and substantiability are replacing premium pricing and abundance of as innovation's drivers, but few executives know how to cope with the shift. Companies must make their offerings accessible to a greater number of people by selling them cheaply and must develop more products and services with fewer resources. Westerners are struggling to tackle this challenge, but some enterprises in developing countries, particularly India, are showing the way by practicing three types of Gohanian innovation: distributing business models, modifying organization capabilities, creating and solving, sourcing new capabilities. Companies anywhere in the world can follow suit by striving for elusive growth, establishing a clear vision, setting stretch targets, exercising entrepreneurial creativity within constraints, and focusing on people, not just profits or shareholder wealth. And I like this quote that was stated by Gandhi. Every earth provides enough to satisfy every man's need. Let me read that one more time. Earth provides enough to satisfy every man's needs, but not every man's greed. That was a quote by Gandhi. Now, to apply all of that with the 21st century and the information that was taken from this article I read a few minutes from you by these two incredible professors, and also this was taken from the Harvard Business Review. We see that in our society today, you have to change with the trends. You got to change with the times, or you're not going to be very effective. And a lot of people are backing away, or some people are somewhat afraid to take advantage of the new forms of innovation and communications that exist for us that are available today. And there are so many different avenues that we can take advantage of, but when people refuse to change with the time, with the trend, guess what? You get left behind. And when you get left behind, sometimes it'll cost you much more. It could cause devastation. It could cause you to cut back, or it could cause your production level to just stop because of you not being able to take advantage of the opportunities that exist simply because you're not ready for the 21st century communications. It's time for you to change and move with the 21st century communications. You that are listening, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results, you're not going to get anywhere. And that's the definition of someone being very foolish. Technology is the way to go. No more knocking on doors or cold calling is the norm. 21st century communications is the norm. And in 21st century communications, we see that it also involves the information superhighway. It involves social media. You continue to do the same types of advertising and marketing and promoting, but you're using a different vehicle, which is the 21st century communications. How many people are listening right now? How many of you have a Twitter account and you actually tweet information out to your friends and family members? Okay? How many of you, especially you that are baby boomers, check your emails every day? You go out and blog and you share the vital information with people. How many of you baby boomers actually post things on the web or on Facebook? What are you doing with your company? What are you doing with your promotions? How are you reaching your customers? And if you're still stuck in an era where that doesn't exist, you're not going to make the kind of progress. You're not going to reach as many people that you could reach by taking advantage of these 21st century communication tools that are available. And once you start, you'll find out that it's not difficult and it's not hard. It's not impossible, but it's up to you to decide that you want to make a change and you want to shift with the new trend. I don't know how many of you that are listening are familiar with the scripture in the Bible which talks about if you give, it shall be given back to you. All of us know that if you plant corn, corn will grow up. If you plant tomatoes, you'll reap tomatoes. If you plant onions, you'll grow onions. It's a natural law. It's a natural process that whatever you plant, that will grow up in your garden. That will that is what you will reap. That is the harvest that will come back to you. Okay? Now, you have an opportunity now at this time to take advantage of 21st century communications and to plant a harvest by using the tools that are available, by blogging important information to help others, by tweeting information to people, by giving the information to them on their cell phones. Also, you can text important information. But it doesn't matter how you get your product, your service, your information out to people. What matters is that you do it and that you take advantage of the 21st century communication tools to make sure that it's done effectively. Okay? And if you're using these 21st century tools to effectively communicate and to get information out to your clients, out to your prospects, out to your friends, out to those that need what you have to offer, it will be a phenomenal thing if you do this, okay? Now, when you get this information out to people and you help people that need your services, when you help people that need the information, guess what? You're using the new technology that's available through the 21st century. And when you put that information out there, number one, you're giving valuable information to your leaders and to your listeners. Just as we're doing this show today, this afternoon, and we're talking to you during this live broadcast, this information is going to help those that need it, okay? Number two, when you give back, you're helping others to promote their services and products as well. You're helping others who may even at this time could be looking for employment. You're providing them with information that can help them to readjust or change with the new trend so they can prepare themselves or position themselves for a better job or to be able to market more successfully. When you give back this information, you're networking and you're making friends, because when you help people, you make friends. I've found that when I do things to help people, I'm doing it basically because I enjoy helping people. I'm not focused just at the money, because my main focus is to help people. And when you help enough people, you automatically, you're planting some seeds and your help comes back to you. So I heard a gentleman say once before, I think it was Zig Ziglar, if you help enough people get what they want, you automatically will get what you want. And when you give, and you give needed information, you give things that are needed, when you give out food, you give out products, it's going to come back to you in a phenomenal way. And this is how you take advantage of the 21st century communications. Another thing that how it can help you when you use the 21st century communications as a conduit, if I may, to get information out to people, it puts you in a position and it forces you to maximize your potential. And when you are maximizing your potential, you are pushing yourself to a new area of greater degree, a higher level. And the 21st century communications tools offers you a higher level to reach people around the world. And I'm just so excited to be able to reach people in other countries, to reach people of other ethnicity, to reach people of other gender and backgrounds and all different types of professional levels. That's what the 21st century communications can do. It levels the playing field so everyone has an even start. And the greatest phenomenon that we could ever experience is networking with your colleagues, with your clients, with your associates, with your friends, with your family. By networking, I mean sharing information and exchanging information. It allows you to build relationships, and it allows you to create something that may not otherwise have been there had you not taken advantage of the 21st century communications. Folks, we have to change with the time. You that are out there, maybe we got someone that we're talking to today who's been underemployed or unemployed or out of work. Taking advantage of the 21st century communications will help you. That means just you sitting here this afternoon tuned in to the Mr. Motivator broadcast, you can write down some of these things that we're discussing and you can take advantage of them. In other words, you can offer assistance. You can form an idea or form something that will provide assistance to those that need help. Okay? And that's where you establish a niche. You establish a market niche. Okay? And there are market niches, but we have to find out where, whom, and how. Once we ask those questions, we're ready to go forward and to get these things rolling. Excuse me. We have everything at our disposal. Creating and building new capabilities, assessing new clients, creating entrepreneurships, building businesses, expanding corporations. That's what can happen as the more we utilize 21st century technologies. 21st century technology does not only include the local newspaper. It includes going to your ISP, going to your internet service provider, going online and finding out simply what exists, what's out there, what do people need. These are the things that we have to do that are important. It's important for us to utilize everything at its fullest capacity level. And then, again, I'm going back to the quote that was mentioned earlier, Earth provides enough to satisfy every man's need, but not every man's greed. Even though we see the information superhighway out here, we see the internet, we see the social networks that are there for us to be able to reach each other and to help each other, okay, let's not get caught up in greed to where we want to only get our things out there only. We want to block other people from being able to take advantage of things that may be important to them. You see, greed causes people to be selfish. Greed causes people to try to formulate different problems or to come up with codes to block others because they want to be able to dominate everything. And so they have to create a code so nobody else can get in on what's available. But I think if we are cognizant of the fact that all of us need what each of us have, I have something that you need, you may have something that I need, and we all tune in to each other, then that's how we take advantage of all of the necessities and the things that we have out here that are available to us. And if you're going to do that, you have to have a respect level. Excuse me. You must have a respect level, and you must have enough about you to want to care for your fellow man. You have to care for others. You can't be heartless, ruthless, cold, and bitter and expect everybody to want to cater to you and you look the other way to everybody else. Folks, the 21st century communications can help any and everyone, but it's for all of us. It's not just for the rich folks. It's not just for the folks that control the political airways. The 21st century communications is for everyone. It's for the working people as well as the people who don't have jobs. Everybody has a say, and also we can all go into cyberspace and find out what's there, what we need, and we can capitalize on it. And what we need to do is to respect it. Let's take advantage and try to help others. Let's not get caught up so much in ourselves that we forget about others who have needs. You see, it's not only just about the money. It's not all about the money. Whoever says it's only about the money, they're only about the money, okay? We have to realize that what happens to humanity for our fellow man? Have we not forgotten about that? We can't forget about our fellow man and for contributing to mankind. I think one of the presidents, it was JFK, said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. When we look at what we can do to help society, and when we look at what we can do to make our world a better world, when we look at what we can do to save the environment, when we look at what we can do to make a difference in the lives of others, to save the world, that's when things will get better for everyone. And it's time for all of us to think about each other and to think about helping each other instead of only thinking about ourselves. And I love this information that these professors put in this article, because they say companies must strive to do greater things, but they must learn to do things with fewer resources. When you take advantage of 21st century communications, you don't have to have a lot of resources to be able to take advantage of the internet and to take advantage of Facebook and all these things that we have out here available. So it is important that we use these things to the betterment of mankind and not abuse these things. And once we use them the right way, guess what? We leave a legacy behind. We build a legacy that will go on for ages and ages and ages. Well, folks, it looks like we're out of time. And we'll be right back with some more great shows. So tell your friends and loved ones to tune in to the Mr. Motivator Show, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I want to thank you all for listening, for tuning in. And remember, if you dare to dream and keep thinking, you will fulfill your purpose in life. Again, folks, my name is Dwight Jeff. I'm your host. This is the Mr. Motivated Show. We'll see you this time, same place, next week. Have a great evening. Have a blessed evening. Thank you.